We're going to read a story from Matthew chapter 10, where the Lord was speaking to a crowd. And I'll pick up at verse 13, and it says, "And they brought to him little children, that he should touch them. And the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant. And he said to them, 'Let the little children come to me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. Amen, I say to you, whoever shall not accept the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter into it.' And having taken them up in his arms, he set his hands upon them, and he blessed them." So over 2,000 years ago, when the Lord was on this earth, there was a crowd he was speaking to, and the Pharisees had asked him some tough questions right before this. And then people brought little children up to the Lord. Now, it doesn't say, but do any of you have an idea of who would have brought their children to the Lord if they heard that the Lord was nearby when he was on earth? Who would have brought their children to him? Do you think their parents would have brought their children? If the Lord, let's say we heard that the Lord was going to be here this afternoon in this very room. Do you think your parents would bring you to come see him? Yeah. Now think for a moment, why would they bring you to see the Lord? Go ahead. To learn from him and learn from...
Help us go to heaven
and learn from him. That's right. Your parents would want you to come and see the Lord so you could learn from him and so you could see him and hear from his own mouth what he says about how to go to heaven. And also so that you could know how much he loves each one of you. That's why your parents would have brought you to see the Lord if you were alive 2,000 years ago in the land of Israel and you had heard that Jesus was nearby. They would have brought you to come see him. Now, do you remember? What did the Lord do with the little children when they were brought to him? Does anybody remember from... Yes, go ahead. That's right. He took them up in his arms and touched them with his hands. Now, have we all held a little child ourselves? And it's pretty hard not to want to just touch him with your hands. Even if you're not holding him, you want to touch him with your hands, don't you? Well, there's a wonderful passage in Conjugal Love, the book in the Lord's Second Coming about marriage, and explains this a little bit, what happens, why that feels so special. And think about the Lord touching little children as I read this. It is clear that the innocence of parents and the innocence of infants meet each other through the touch, especially of the hands, and so conjoin themselves as if by kisses. So think about the Lord. In the Lord's Prayer, we start talking about the Lord as our Father who art in heaven, a parent picking us up and touching us with his hands, conjoining his innocence, divine love itself, with our innocence. Now, did you know that your parents bring you to the Lord, even though it's not 2,000 years ago when Jesus was walking the earth? How do they bring you to the Lord now? Yes. They baptize you. That's a great example. And how do we meet the Lord? We meet him through reading about him in the Word and hearing his very words and learning what he has to teach us in the Old Testament, the New Testament, and in Second Coming in the Heavenly Doctrine. So if you say the prayer at home because your parents have taught it to you, that's your parents bringing you to the Lord. If you have family worship or read the Word, that's your parents bringing you to the Lord, where you can hear what he has to teach us. If you go to church sometimes on Sundays, that's your parents bringing you to the Lord to meet him, so you can learn what he has to say about how we go to heaven. Now, how about here at Jacob's Creek? Now, I hope you're all having a great time playing with your friends, maybe meeting new friends. But why did your parents bring you here to Jacob's Creek? They could have taken you anywhere all over the country to go and have a nice long weekend. But you're here where we're learning about the Lord. It's because your parents wanted to bring you to the Lord, bring you to his word. so he could teach you about it, and so he could touch you, and so you could feel his love just like those little children over 2,000 years ago when the Lord picked them up and put his hands on them. Now, for the adults, we know that children represent innocence, and that this story is also about how we need to approach the Lord to enter the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. We need to approach the Lord with innocence. And we're probably all familiar with the very well-known definition of innocence in heaven and hell. It's probably in other places as well. As a willingness to be led by the Lord. So when we think about the story of children, and just picture those children as their parents brought them, I doubt there was hesitation when they saw the Lord. And maybe he put his arms out to them and they ran up and he picked them up. There wasn't any hesitation. They knew, their parents told them. This is the Lord. This is Jesus you're coming to see. So it's that same willingness, that same openness, that same affirmative approach to the Lord that we need to have to enter the kingdom of God. It's called the affirmative principle in the heavenly doctrine. And in the Arcana it says, affirm the things which are of doctrine from the Word, or believe them within ourselves, that they are true because the Lord has said them. So we approach the Lord as little children when we believe the things that he says in the Old Testament, the New Testament, and the writings are his words. And then we'll know how to follow them. And the last piece is that he'll touch us, just like he did in this story. Now, how does he touch us? Through our willingness to be led by him. Well, it says the affirmative attitude, again, this is in the Arcana, therefore is the first means, and so to speak, the first dwelling place of the good flowing in from the Lord. So that's how he touches us with his hands. If we go to his word, if we go to the Old Testament, the New Testament, and the writings and say, this is the Lord speaking to us and I will believe it, that's the first dwelling place of the goodness from him that will touch that truth and allow us to live it. So we need to approach the Lord like a little child with the willingness to be led by him through his words. And I'll just finish with a passage from Heaven and Hell, which ties this whole idea together. And this is from 280 from Heaven and Hell. Because innocence consists in being led by the Lord and not by self, therefore all who are in heaven are in innocence. For all who are there love to be led by the Lord. They know indeed that to lead themselves is to be led by the proprium. And the proprium consists in loving oneself. And he who loves himself does not permit another to lead him. Hence it is that as far as an angel is in innocence, so far he is in heaven. Now we're going to finish with singing Little Lamb Who Made Thee, 446. And when we sing this song, let's think about how we can approach the Lord with innocence and how the Lord's innocence meets us when we do that. Please rise.